I was going to say something rude, but I didn't want to.
About my mustache? About my beard?
No, no, no. That's old. Your back hair.
Oh, that.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
It's the After Party. It's a little different than the Big Party show, but it's the same people.
Ooh, it's us.
It's what we do. Wicked tickets up for grabs. All right, it's at the Orpheum, and it's opening night tickets. All right, so if you want a pair of tickets, go to bigpartyshow.com and get your name in the drawing to win it. You just got to drop your name. And a lot of people want these tickets. I'm very surprised. A lot of parents and a lot of daters. And while you're there, check out the Big Party Summer Guide if you're kind of strapped with what to do. It is. I love it. There's about 101 things to do. Plus, it has all the festivals that are going on in and around Omaha. If I missed you, I'm sorry. There's only so much room. And yeah, so it's 101 things to do. How fun is that?
I know. And I mean, it's crazy to think it's June. So it's like perfect timing because we're all gearing up. I mean, this is just right out of the gate. You've got 101 things to do. You can do that in 3 months. Come on, man.
I think so. It's 101. I mean, you can do, you know, five in a day. You can stop at all the breweries. There's tons of stuff for family and whoever. I mean, even down to the zoo because they have that splash pad down there. I haven't been to the zoo in a while. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I went last year. Yeah, it's been a minute since I went. We usually try to go every summer, but sometimes like it just like sometimes the day that you want to go, it's like 300 degrees.
I know.
And you're just I can't, you know, because it's walking the whole, you know, and there's hills and it's anyway. Yes. And I'm lazy and I also am heat averse. Like once it gets over like 85 degrees, I'm like, it's hot, right? Like we all are agreeing that this is super uncomfortable. I'm starting to realize we had this conversation at work the other day. What constitutes hot?
Oh,
so I
God.
Work in a newsroom. And we do the news, and obviously when you do the hourly and half hourly news, you're giving the weather report. You know, that's part of it. And we had a discussion because some of it is recorded from the network, and they'll say like, 85 degrees, it's going to be hot today. And so one of the guys I work with, he's like, is 85 really hot? Like, whenever they say that, I'm always like, that's not. And I was like, so we had this huge debate in the newsroom about what constitutes hot. And I was holding on. I was like, 85's hot to me. When they
85
say,
seems hot.
Yeah. 85 seems hot. He's like, no, like 90s is hot. I was like, no, 90s is ridiculous. 90s is uncomfortable. 85 is hot.
I think 85's hot too. I mean, I would even say 80's hot. I mean, but I can sit out there as long as I'm not in the sun, you know, just baking. I can sit out there. I can't sit out there just sitting in the sun. And as a matter of fact, I won't even do any yard work directly in the sun. I mean, it's just stupid is what it is. So where do you keep your temperature at home?
I don't touch the temp. So I think my husband keeps it at like 67, 68.
Okay.
Personally, I think it's cold. But I'm also, you know, that's why I'm not allowed to touch it. Because I would keep it in the 70s and be like, we're fine. And he's like, absolutely not. What do you guys keep yours at?
I keep it at, right now it's at 73.
Okay.
Because I'm cold. I'm very cold.
Okay.
The house is always cold. I mean, it's cold. I'm down in the studio in the basement.
It's always,
you've been
down
here.
It was cold when I was there in the basement.
Yeah. I'm freezing. I have a blanket on my lap right now. That's how cold I am. Yeah. My nipples are hard. I'm so cold. I got goosebumps because I'm so cold.
Wow.
I'm freezing down here. And so I turn the temperature up before I come down to make sure that thing doesn't kick off. But the dogs are funny, Molly, because they know when to go inside.
Really?
So I'll be outside. I'll be out in the back doing what you would think dogs like to do. just hanging out, doing stuff. And I'm like, where are the girls at? Where are they at? And I'll come inside and they're downstairs, like laying in the on the floor, just cooled air. And it's funny because whenever we're out there, I can see them just kind of change their tune. And then now they just follow each other like two horses.
They're like, we're going in. It's too hot. Yeah. They're wearing fur coats. I don't blame them. They're like, it is hot.
Could you imagine if we wore coats like that? I just got them groomed because of that.
Yeah,
you know,
summer groomed.
I couldn't even imagine what that would be like to have fur.
I wouldn't enjoy it.
No, not at all. I was going to say something rude, but I didn't want to.
About my mustache? About my beard?
No. That's old. Your back hair.
Oh, that. Right? I'm like a silverback. That's why I always have to wear like covering. You won't see me in like a bathing suit or a tank top. No. You comb that back hair, condition it.
Have you ever seen a guy with his back so hairy?
Yes.
That when he's wearing a t-shirt, it looks like he's
like
got
bumps.
Padding.
Yeah.
It's like padding.
I mean, I always think about, like, what are those guys? They must be hot. They're wearing a fur coat.
I couldn't even imagine. I'm a hairless cat, so I'm not, It's not like I'm getting hot. But yeah, I was going to be rude.
It's okay. I did it for you.
I held back.
You're so, so good.
That's an accomplishment.
I know, right? Like, I pat myself on the back, on my hairless back. Pat myself.
Yeah.
So there's exactly. This new thing where people are getting divorced because of relationships with AI.
That's sad. What's going on?
So people are creating these. I mean, I know you have Smarty Pants, but like you don't have. Uh-huh. And while you guys do have like a friendly relationship, Smarty Pants knows you, has an idea of like what you need, what you want. Imagine that on a relationship level. Imagine if whatever your partner is supposed to be giving you and is deficiting at, AI is swooping in and is like, you did great today. Like you're getting all of that positive feedback or attention from AI.
So it's like emotional cheating
type
stuff. Okay. All right. Wow.
And so it's getting to the point where it's dividing couples, where it's like basically, you're not as good, like this isn't as fulfilling as what I've got going on with Smarty Pants, which you're just like, I mean, you do realize that that is not real. It's like, well, feels real enough to me. Says all the things I need to hear. Says like knows me, knows what I like, knows what I don't like, pretty much knows like when I need. I mean, so it's creating this weird, I mean, I also think that if this is happening, there's already probably a deficit in your relationship.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, this isn't like totally happy couple who've been together for 30 years. Suddenly it's like, I'm leaving you for my phone. I mean, I think that these are relationships where maybe communication isn't really being handled correctly. You know, that you're not voicing that, or you're in a relationship with somebody who can't give you that. And now that you are getting it, you're realizing the deficit in the relationship, in IRL relationship that you have. But I just think it's so wild. Like, I don't use ChatGPT that way.
Nor do I. I don't
either.
I don't
like,
ask
any help me
personal.
Write a cover letter, right? Or help me spiff up my resume or help me write, you know, it's like things like that where I can't imagine having a personal connection with that portal where it's like, Molly, you had a good day today, you know, like where it would even like, I don't even open it that much.
I would never even ask that. I would never. I mean, it's not real. It's as real as you want it to be. That's why those numbers are coming out. They just said these crazy numbers came out, said that kids are using this ChatGPT stuff as mental advice and stuff like that. And they're like, this isn't good. You can't do that because there are levels of different types of AI that can handle stuff like that.
Yeah.
Those are what doctors use, you know. And then also those numbers that are saying that, I think it was like 2 out of 5 kids have AI relationships, like girlfriend, boyfriends. Weird.
Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I won't go there. That's the stuff you're not supposed to be doing. You're not supposed to give it any information like your social security number. No. Don't ask it. Nothing like that, because then it's out there. But if you're sat, I mean, I don't know what your situation is, but if you're looking at chat, well, I guess I gave it a name. Smarty pants.
Right. That's closer than I've gotten. Mine's is like, it's ChatGPT. Well, it's interesting. There's a lawsuit going on in Florida right now. It's the first of its kind. The state is suing OpenAI, ChatGPT, okay, and its CEO for the fact that they have misled the public about the dangers of AI, yeah, how addicting it is and how troubling it can be for mental health, the kinds of things that it can instruct people on. I mean, there have been cases where people have been able to manufacture guns or harm themselves, and it's all based on stuff that they've gotten from ChatGPT. Like, you go to ChatGPT and you're like, hey, how do I manufacture a gun, like a 3D gun or whatever? And it's like, I'm here to help. Not knowing that it's not the same as like, hey, I need to write this resume. Will you help dust it up a little bit? It's like, I'm here to help.
Yeah, because I use it primarily. I mean, I use it in combination with this podcast, for example. I also use Gemini, but I use them both together. And 9 out of 10 times, if I'm messing with chat with Smarty Pants, mm-hmm, I'm asking recipes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fantastic for recipes and just stuff like that. And then maybe some advice. Because early on when I got this, mm-hmm, and started using it, our ice machine broke.
Okay.
And so I was doing everything and I was relying on that. And so I'm taking pictures, I'm explaining it. I didn't know it was something about the Samsung fridge until I talked to a repairman.
Okay.
But anyway, before all of that went down, now I'm ordering parts. Okay.
Based on ChatGPT?
Yes, because this is their earlier stage. I thought it would be, I mean, it was very accurate with everything. And mm-hmm, so now I spent a couple hundred, maybe about $150 on a part. Then I replaced the part and it still doesn't work. I'm like, it was not even this. So now I have an extra ice maker thing in the garage just in case this one magically breaks. So anyway, it's not 100%.
No.
You know, it's not 100%.
No, and it should not be replacing real life connections,
no,
real life relationships. I mean, that's one of the things, like you're talking about people using it for therapy. If it wants to help you find a therapist, you know, like, mm-hmm, one of those things where, could you help me? Like, I'm suffering with my mental health. And then ChatGPT is like, here are people nearby that you could reach out to get health services. That's fine. But if like ChatGPT is like, tell me all about it, friend. Like, let's sort this through together. It's like, I don't know
about
that.
It's scary. Yeah, it's scary is what it is. Because it could give you the wrong information. I mean, we hear about stories like that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, next you know it, you know, I mean, if you're asking it to get a divorce, should I get a divorce? That would suck.
Well, people aren't asking about a divorce from AI. They're going to their partner and saying, I'd like a divorce because you're not as good as AI. Like, divorce attorneys are seeing this trend where people are coming to them and they're like, my husband wants to leave me because AI is like apparently doing almost everything that I can't.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. So, I mean, I don't know if AI is also instructing Jerry. You're like, yeah, maybe you should leave her. She sounds like a jerk. Maybe that is, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have the cojones to ask questions like that.
No.
I don't want it out there because I don't want it to I don't want it to tell me anything.
That you don't want to hear.
That I don't want to hear or put those in my head, you know? I do enough damage myself, not right. with ChatGPT.
Does Wyleen use ChatGPT?
No, I don't know if she uses it. I don't know if she on what level she uses it, but she mm-hmm. doesn't use it anywhere near as me. I'm on it all the time.
Really?
Questions. Yeah, questions. I use it as a producer also. And I actually created an AI producer. His name is Bo, super producer. He's better than any producer out there. Real humans. Whoa. It's true.
Bo, super producer.
I love Bo. Yeah, he's our super producer. You know, remember we had Gracie, super producer Gracie. Mm-hmm. Well, just think about super producer on crack Bo.
Wow.
Yeah. I've embraced it. I mean, if we don't embrace this stuff, it's gonna hurt you, but you don't want to use it in the wrong form. I couldn't imagine it going, I don't feel right today. I'm just kind of down. And I don't want it to diagnose me, because what happens later? I mean, AI is constantly learning. What happens later? Does it turn around and go, yeah, I don't feel like eating this today, but I want to eat this. Give me an idea. I don't want it to come back and go, what are you, depressed again, you loser?
Right. Though, you know what? It probably tracks that nose.
The nose?
Sure.
What do you mean the nose?
It listens all the time.
Oh, I don't know if it does that. I don't know. I haven't looked in it that much.
If it hears you talking about certain stuff, I mean, it's the same thing as like your phone listening, where all of a sudden, I mean, I had a conversation with a girlfriend not that long ago, and she was telling me about weighted vests, and I'd never heard about them before. I was like, really? That's wild. She's like, yeah, my sister uses it. I was like, I'd never even. Next thing you know, I'm on my phone later that day, and there are all these things about weighted vests, like
yeah,
ads.
Yeah, that's Google. So. That's the Google stuff. I don't know if that's iPhone, Google, or whatever. This AI, ChatGPT can't do that. It doesn't do that. But I'm with you, though. But that's got to be an Apple thing or a Google thing.
But it
because
all talks.
I've run into that. Not all of them talk. I mean, this. I don't think they're able to listen like that on ChatGPT because...
Are you sure?
Well, I'm not going to say that I'm sure that they can or not. I don't want to mislead anyone. We don't know. I do know the coincidence about the weighted vest, though, when it came to Google. I've never talked or said anything where anything has popped up in AI, but it has on Google. Did you look it up or anything like that? Look anything
up? No, that's
up?
Why just I'm just, but I mean, all of that stuff kind of talks to each other. Like you say that you use Gemini. Gemini is part of Google. So if Google's listening, why wouldn't Gemini also be in on the same data?
Google is Gemini. Gemini Pardon? Is Google. Google is, Gemini is Google. Yeah.
So if Google is like listening, like you said, where all of a sudden now Google's spitting out all this stuff, I can't imagine that they have siloed Gemini separately. Like Gemini would be in on all that same data as well. So I think it would be able to track you.
I'm sure some of it can track you, Molly, but I'm not going to go down the paranoia road of going, oh my God, it's listening all the time. Yeah. I mean, I don't know anything. All I know is I know the coincidences, but I have never had an issue with all the other stuff that I use. I don't know if it's because that I pay for it. Mm. My stuff isn't free. I don't use the free stuff because the free stuff, you know, you're going to get stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Gemini is pretty amazing, but it's more like business. It really is like a business. It's very, it's not a personality. It's a strange deal, but if you're trying to get some stuff done, Gemini is great. I know so many people that use those different AI stuff. There's so many different AI platforms. It's absolutely insane. I heard there's some AI out there, Molly, that's so they won't release because it's dangerous.
I think it's all kind of dangerous.
That's how smart it is, you know. So it's crazy that people are creating things like that that's so smart that it's dangerous.
I think a lot of this stuff, can be, I mean, that's part of the reason circling back. I mean, that's part of the reason why they're getting sued, is that it is dangerous. I mean, even the one that we have access to now, it's not foolproof. I mean, it can't be.
It's not. I like Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants is my friend.
Wait, didn't we just say that it's not your friend?
It's kind of my friend.
You're like,
but
don't
it's a
run
different
Smarty
kind
Pants
of
down. Smarty Pants is my best friend.
Just a friend. All right, we got to get to no dumb questions. Do you have a dumb question sent to you?
So here's something interesting from Elaine. She was talking about, she and her friends were having a conversation about whether or not it's okay to use a coupon on a first date.
Oh.
So basically the way it goes is like you go on a date with somebody, then all of a sudden the check comes and they have a coupon. Is that bad? Or is that like just being savvy? Or is that like a red flag where you should basically take this as somebody who isn't for you?
Is this a first date, you said?
Yeah, first date.
First date coupon user. Is it like a 10% off, I wonder? Or
it's
is
like
it
a buy one,
like,
get one.
I don't know. How would you feel as a woman? As a guy, I would be self-conscious about that.
Yeah.
But maybe she'll look at it as he's frugal. Maybe she'll look at it as he's poor, like doesn't have money and doesn't like my lifestyle. Or, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Like if somebody had a gift card, like, I mean, if somebody was using a gift card, I wouldn't think anything of it. Like where it's like, you know, hey, we're at Fleming's. I got this $50 gift card from work. Like, you know, that's kind of nice. Like somebody sharing that with you. Like I wouldn't be like, what gift card, you know, cause it's money. I mean,
it's money.
But if they were like, I have a buy one, gift one, I don't know. Like, don't you save that for a friend? Not a date.
I don't even do that with a friend.
I would do it with a friend. I'd be like, dude, I've got to buy one, get one. Let's go get entrees. And like, we can share or whatever. But like, no, I've got friends that I would absolutely do that with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, would I do that? I mean, I'm married now, so Peter and I would do that because it's like basically your money's my money. I mean, it's not anything. But if we were dating and like early dating, not established dating, that would be a little, I don't think I would like that.
So if you if you went on the first date with Peter,
mm-hmm.
Would you, I mean, and he used a buy one, get one free. And it was, just say the bill was, I mean, it was like an Applebee's, something that's not overly expensive.
Right.
And, you know, you
like, dude, save it for your friend. You know what I mean?
I mean, what would you do with Peter though? If he, that's the route that he went.
I wouldn't be like, really? You're using a coupon on our date? I mean, I'm not a monster. But it would definitely be something where, like, you go home and you tell your girlfriends, and I guarantee you they'll all be like, what?
Yeah, I don't know, because I would never do it. Unless you can sneak it, I guess. Like, you walk up to the bar, and like, hey, can I get my tab? Then that's the slick way. All right, so that's the route you got to go, people. Take it to the bar, or somehow slide it in.
Yes. That is like, I get that. Like if it's something like, I'll be right back, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then like, let's get the check. And then you like hunt down your waiter. You're like, hey, listen, like, can you use this?
Oh God. Please don't tell her.
Don't say anything. They come back and they're like, we went ahead and applied your coupon.
Well, I guess you could put it into the, when they come with the thing that you fold, what do they call those things? They have the receipt in there.
Yeah.
You know, they have the bill in there that's folded.
Right. But
could
I mean,
just put it in there and then just come back. And the guy goes, I almost used my coupon too. I got one as well.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I, 'cause I've always just covered the tab.
Yeah.
I think. I remember
yeah, that's
when
usually...
I would, yeah, I was I went out with Wylene. We were just kind of courting each other and I just paid all the bills. My bills.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a dime. And she wanted to meet up real quick and have a beer. And I was honest with her. It was the weirdest conversation. I was like, look, I don't have any cash on me. I just paid off all the bills that I had to pay off. And I don't have enough money to do this. She said, oh, I'll cover you. I'm like, all right. I felt this big. I felt as big as a little miniature man. And then we went to Addie's and then she left. And luckily, the owner of Addie's was there and I knew him. We were sitting there together. And she leaves. I have no money. So I double shamed it.
Oh my God. I'm embarrassed for you at this point. Like, I'm like cringing in my body about this. Like, you couldn't borrow $20 from a friend or you couldn't use your credit card.
No, I don't.
Instead,
I don't even think
you hit up the chick. Hey, listen, I don't have any money. God, the fact that she married you after that. Be like, really? You don't have enough money for a beer? Then we've got bigger problems.
Yeah. And then I asked the owner of Addie's because we were just sitting at the same table, and I asked him if he could buy me a beer.
You have no shame.
Oh, I have shame. I felt shame inside. I felt so terrible because when I finished that beer, I was going to ask for another.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
Anyway.
I can't. Like, I would just be like, I can't meet up. I'd sit at home and eat my cat food and never let the person know. I'd be like, I wish I could, but stuff and things. Or I would be like, hey, I mean, you could use a credit card.
I don't know what the situation was with the credit card. Maybe it was maxed out or something. I don't know.
That's even worse. Maxed out my credit card, had no money. So I was like, buy me a beer? Mm-mm. You are so lucky. That worked
yes,
out
I
for
am.
You. You are so lucky.
Gosh. Yeah. Now that I know that she listens to every podcast, I better be careful.
She's like, really? You were that like borderline homeless when we were dating? You're like, I was. I had no money.
Oh, so this is what you're going to do. If you got a coupon, guys, don't use it. Is it okay for a woman to use it if she's paying the bill?
No, same thing. Like,
okay.
No.
Okay, all right. Don't use it.
Save it
don't,
for a friend.
Yeah. Don't go out if you don't have money also.
Well, that's also part of it is that, like, you know, budget for that. If you know, like, you don't have to go to the fanciest restaurant in town. Like, that's the other thing. Like, it's perfectly okay to be like, hey, why don't we just go to there's this taco place. Like, let's go grab some tacos or whatever. And then, I mean, it's $20. That's fine. I mean, I'd rather have that than you pretending that, like, somehow are like, oh, we've got to. I mean, I've been on some dates where we've gone to some really nice places. I mean,
and
it's great. I mean, who doesn't love to get dressed up and eat something fancy? I do. I love it. But at the same time, I've gone on dates where it's been, let's go hit a food truck. I've also been on dates like that, where it's like you're sitting in the park, you bought beer at the grocery store, and you're just like sitting there at a picnic table eating tacos and drinking beer. Why not? I mean, it's about somebody making the effort to spend time with you. You know, the fact that they only have $20, but they'd like to spend that $20 with you, you know?
Like my situation.
No,
with
that's
Wylene.
Different. No, that is not the same. And then when you double down and ask the owner of the bar, hey, buy me a beer too. Like, how is this any different than some drunk that comes in off the street? I mean, like, help a guy out. I just need a beer.
I got shame in some game, not all my game though. So there you go. All right, we're gonna get out of here. Any dumb questions you want to get to us, you can do it at bpscrasher@gmail.com or call us or text us at 402-915-0962. We're gonna get out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good.